It is April 28th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Today's lead story tells the tale of the single largest fine in CFTC history, $3.4 billion for a South African CEO who bamboozled at least 23,000 people out of 29,421 Bitcoin in a retail foreign exchange fraud case. That is an incredible number of people to have been talked out of their Bitcoin for a commodity pool program involving a bot. My neck hurts from shaking my head at this story so much. The numbers are just amazing. The level of stupidity is just amazing. While CFTC Commissioner Summer K. Mersinger was giving the fireside chat at the Options Industry Conference yesterday, her colleague, Commissioner Christy Goldsmith-Romero, was at the Consensus Conference giving a keynote address. The speech was titled, Illicit Finance and Other Key Risks of Digital Assets, keynote at Citi Week 2023. Nodal Exchange Environmental Markets hit 250,000 contracts of open interest on April 25th, marking a milestone that began with the first listings in November 2018. OCC's Anum Sundrani was recognized as a built-in 2023 Moxie Award winner. OCC shared in a LinkedIn post that Anum embodies the skills, leadership, and accomplishments of a rising woman in tech and uses those strengths to make impactful contributions. All of the 2023 Moxie Award winners can be found with a link in today's newsletter. USS Enterprise Captain James Tiberius Kirk is now an NFT grifter. The actor William Shatner, who played the fictional character in the Star Trek television and original movies, unveiled his Infinite Connections NFT collection during the Consensus Conference, CoinDesk reported. The U.S. House Committee on Agriculture Subcommittee on Commodity Markets, Digital Assets, and Rural Development will hold a hearing titled, The Future of Digital Assets, Identifying the Regulatory Gaps in Spot Market Regulation, on Thursday, April 27th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. The witness list includes Daniel Davis, Partner Co-Chair, Financial Markets and Regulations, Kat Muchen, Roseman LLP, Purvi Manier, Deputy Counsel, FalconX Holdings Limited, Nilmini Rubin, Head of Global Policy, Hedera, Timothy Massad, Research Fellow, Harvard Kennedy School, Mosavar Rahmani, Center for Business and Government, Director MRCBG, Digital Asset Policy Project, and Joseph A. Hall, Partner Davis Polk and Wardell, LLP. A Bloomberg headline had me confused. The headline is, Harley Davidson says repo shortage is fueling credit losses. Now, I assume the repos were repurchase agreements of some kind of financial instruments. Actually, the repo shortage is the lack of people to repossess Harley-Davidson motorcycles from people who have not paid for them. The Option Conference wraps up today in Nashville. Cheryl and I are sticking around for one more night of heading down Broadway to listen to music at the myriad of bars and saloons there. It's been a good conference. We shot a good number of videos, though two were canceled at the last minute. Alex Teng had a great time at his first out-of-town conference and enjoyed connecting with many of the people he had interviewed or learned from during his time doing the Options Discovery video program. Robbie Lothian was stellar in his video production, and we did not have a repeat of the failed SD card problems we did at FIA Boca. All in all, I was very pleased, though I do miss some of the old-timers who do not attend the conference anymore. The word is that the OCC is going to settle on two locations to alternate between for future conferences so they can negotiate a better deal with the hotels. We will see today what is announced when the location of next year's conference is announced. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have another video from our FIA Boca coverage. SELA's Alex Lamb talks with John Lothian News about his strategy for the Americas and what sets SELA apart from others. Alex Lamb, head of Americas at SELA Inc., talked with John Lothian News at the FIA International Futures Conference in Boca Raton, Florida, about SELA's strategy for the Americas, how the company got its start, and what sets it apart from others that provide software tools for identifying market abuse, risk, or operational errors. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, "The dangers of letting AI loose on finance. We must recognize the stability risks, whether over concentration or digital herding, as well as the benefits," from Gillian Tett. In recent decades, a set of distinctive rituals has emerged in finance around the phenomenon known as FedSpeak. Whenever a central banker makes a comment, economists and journalists rush to parse it while traders place investment bets. But if economists at the Richmond Fed are correct, this ritual could soon change. They recently asked the ChatGPT generative AI tool to parse Fed statements and concluded that it demonstrates a strong performance in classifying FedSpeak sentences, especially when fine-tuned. My comment, I've seen the movies on this. It is not a good idea. Here's another story, this one from Traders Insight. Have zero-dated options broken VIX? I've received all sorts of questions during any given week, but two options-related themes seem to be the most pressing. What are the risks of so-called zero-dated or zero DTE options, and is the SIBO Volatility Index, VIX, broken? Yet I rarely had anyone ask me to consider the relationship between them. Well, whether or not you're asking, I'll address that point today. My comment, you can't break the VIX, you can only stretch it. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. Wynn Bischoff, banker 1941 to 2023, one of the great city characters. He righted both Citigroup and Lloyd's during his six-decade career. Having spent his early years in wartime Germany, then apartheid South Africa, Sir Wynne Bischoff's life was perhaps always destined to put him at the center of things. His six-decade banking career did just that, taking him to pre-handover Hong Kong, boomtown New York, and Big Bang London. But Bischoff, who has died at the age of 81, really made his mark as a stalwart in the troubled period after 2008, helping to steer both Citigroup and Lloyd's back from the brink of collapse. My comment, I know a great character when I see one. It takes one to know one. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top red story Thursday was, using crypto for crime is not a bug, it's an industry feature, an opinion piece from Jemima Kelly in the Financial Times. Second was a tie between Deutsche Börse offers $4.3 billion for Denmark SimCorp from Reuters, and JP Morgan creates AI model to analyze 25 years of Fed speeches from Bloomberg. Third was John Lothian News video. Air Carbon's Thomas McMahon talks with John Lothian News about how ASX meets local and global needs and the future of the carbon markets from our FIA Boca 2023 interview series. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first is a press release from the CFTC. The headline, federal court orders South African CEO to pay over $3.4 billion for Forex fraud, CFTC's largest fraud scheme case involving Bitcoin, highest civil monetary penalty ordered in a CFTC case. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission today announced Judge Lee Yeagle of the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Texas entered an order of default judgment and permanent injunction against Cornelius Johannes Steinberg of Stellenbosch, Western Cape, Republic of South Africa. The order requires Steinberg to pay $1,733,838,372 in restitution to defrauded victims and $1,733,838,372 in civil monetary penalty, which is the highest civil monetary penalty ordered in any CFTC case. Here's a story from Bloomberg, the headline. FTX exchange revival is, quote, impossibility, ex-ally Scaramucci says. Former FTX U.S. head says there's value in salvaging technology, Scaramucci-Harrison comment at consensus on FTX collapse. Anthony Scaramucci, the founder of SkyBridge Capital, who was a business partner and ally of Sam Bankman-Fried, said a revival of the FTX exchange is unlikely to happen. FTX's new chief executive officer, John J. Ray III, has been assessing the idea of restarting FTX and the current management plans to decide in the second quarter whether a restart is feasible. The legal team for FTX has warned that any restart would require a significant amount of capital. Here's a story from Decrypt. Coinbase responds to Wells notice. SEC risks reputational harm with enforcement action. Cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase said Thursday that it has responded to a Wells notice received from the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, urging the agency not to pursue enforcement action against the company for the SEC's own sake. Coinbase is the leading cryptocurrency exchange in the U.S. and became a publicly traded company when it listed on the NASDAQ in 2021. The company argued that by allowing it to be listed on NASDAQ, the SEC implied that it did not think Coinbase's business was unlawful. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Subscribe today. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.